Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on the status of African swine fever.
Yes, today we're going to be talking about African swine fever virus. We've had some significant events that have occurred in the last month or so globally regarding African swine fever virus and global distribution, including an outbreak recently in Estonia of August of 2025, where approximately 27,000 pigs were affected. This represented about 45% of Estonia's pig population. You can imagine this outbreak with regards to commercial introduction on farms in Europe really has a significant impact on production, especially when introduced into large farms. We've also seen significant outbreaks in Vietnam in 2025. So far this year, Vietnam has had over 970 outbreaks of ASF, and we continue to monitor that globally from the Swine Health Information Center's perspective, wondering about how this impacts risk to the U.S., how do we reduce the risk of African swine fever virus introduction, and of course, prepare and mitigate any potential risk. When we talk about African swine fever virus, it's always good to get a baseline of information. And this virus is one of the most economically important viruses that can affect pigs because of trade restrictions and also because of the severity of the disease that it causes. It really has had an increase with regards to distribution globally since 2018 when it was introduced into China and spread to various other Asian countries. It's also had significant outbreaks in Europe over the last decade, as well as the introduction into the island of Hispaniola, which includes both the Dominican Republic as well as Haiti in 2021. That introduction was a significant risk factor just because of the geographic proximity to the U.S. We want to highlight a few things with regards to what producers and veterinarians should be watching for on farm. The clinical signs of African swine fever often show up as increase in mortality. It can cause a high fever. It can also cause skin discoloration. So the skin of the pigs may look red or it may look blue. So that can occur on the ears, on the abdomen, on the legs. It can also cause a decreased appetite, lethargy, so the pigs may not be moving normally around the pen. It can cause nasal discharge and also diarrhea and vomiting. You always want to look for if there is the component of blood in either the nasal discharge, diarrhea, or vomit. Again, something we want to continue to watch out for on farm and report immediately to the state and federal animal health officials if there is any suspect cases. When we think about the risk of African swine fever virus introduction, we also want to think about where it is globally and talking with our animal caretakers and any service personnel that might be entering into the farm to understand downtime, where there is time period between their visit to a country that has African swine fever virus and their entry into the farm in the U.S. We want to ensure that there's clean boots that are used on farm, outfits or coveralls that are specific to the farm. We want to ensure that there is no risk of introduction through pork products on farm, as well as any transmission through personnel or dirty clothes and boots. One of the things that we also want to think about with regards to African swine fever virus is that it can cause more chronic symptoms, such as increase in lethargy, it can cause lameness, it can cause disease that doesn't necessarily have high mortality rate. That's more in the chronic or moderately virulent strains. And so we will always want to be thinking about if there is unusual clinical signs that occur on farm, contacting your veterinarian to investigate a potential new introduction of disease and ruling out any foreign animal disease.